Let's take a moment to talk a little sports. 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens with his boxing gloves on at Lambeau Field. Mr. Clemens, how are we doing?
I almost should have had a chest protector and maybe a helmet myself or something.
Yeah, you were right down
early yesterday.
That was some audio you had from down there. You were kind of catching the essence of the whole thing there, it sounded like. So.
Yeah. So it's a joint practice between the Seattle Seahawks. By the way, they got a pretty good defense, and they've got some pretty good corners. Matter of fact, Matt LaFleur was able to talk Mike McDonald, the new head coach, I think it's his second year, of the Seahawks, into saying, hey, look, my number one quarterback has got this injured thumb he just had surgery on. Can we insert a little period in there, 7-on-7, where I don't have to worry about him getting hit, but he can throw some passes against your guys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Seahawks secondary did pretty good because Jordan only completed like 3 of 12. A lot of them were PBUs, as they call them, blocked passes by the defenders. So they're into it, and they're doing 11-on-11, scrimmage, playing some football. And they got Sam Darnold and the first-team offense against the first-team defense down there on the south end. And I'm up there watching Malik Willis filling in for Jordan Love running the first-team offense for the Packers against the Seahawks defense. And after a couple of plays, you started noticing some pushing and shoving after the whistle. Like, okay, guys, knock it off, go back to your huddles. And another time, there's more of this pushing and shoving after the whistle. And Zach Tom, number 50, the big right tackle that they just signed to a new contract, he'd had enough, and he starts swinging. Like, get off of me. And then he's throwing punches. And then, oh, boy. Both benches clear, as they say in baseball.
Yeah.
And guys are on top. What's funny is, like you even see, like, Christian Watson, who's coming back from a torn ACL, no helmet, no shoulder pads. He's running out there like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
But everybody came to, their team's defense. And we talked to Zach after the practice and said, was it this stuff after the whistle? And he said, no. He said, those guys were coming and dipping into our huddle and saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, at some point, there's a line of disrespect. And, he said, you got to have some pride after a while.
Yeah.
So after that incident, then another one happens. Anthony Belton is in there throwing punches, the rookie. And so they had two. Then practice gets over with, and they had everybody huddle up, and they told them what was going to be next. And then the Seahawks went to one corner, and the Packers went to another. And I was standing right there by the sidelines where I'm supposed to be as the Seahawks were getting their Gatorade. And all of a sudden, Elton Jenkins comes walking over with his helmet and shoulder pads off. But he's like, hey, and he wants to pick it back up. And now all of a sudden, the associate coaches are running around to hold he's back. We almost had our third fight after the practice. So
yeah,
it was a lively one here yesterday.
And there's no referees for those practices, but the referees, I guess, were at Packer training camp this week. Or what were they? What was going on? What was going on there?
The referees travel around the country, and I think if you see a joint practice on the schedule, that way you can meet with both teams. So they update the teams on some of the rule changes. There weren't many this year. Like on the kickoff now, they've got that weird kickoff formation. When you kick the ball off, you have to put it in that landing zone that they call it. That's square between the goal line and the 20-yard line and the sidelines. Otherwise, if it's out like that, now the receiving team can get the ball out at the 35 instead of the 30, and they think that that's going to encourage more kick returns on those plays. But well, I also got a chance to ask the refs this one question. Brad Rogers was the lead referee, brought along his crew. And then they were out there to call yesterday's scrimmage, and they'll be here for the game tomorrow. And I said, we had this Anthony Belton, rookie offensive lineman, second-round pick for the Packers. He had 5 penalties last Saturday in the Colts game. The Packers had 11 penalties in just the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can a player like that, a young player, check in with you guys? He says, yeah, absolutely. During those 2-minute TV timeouts, that's a perfect time to come over and say, hey, why'd you call holding on me? What am I doing wrong? What are you looking for here?
Sure.
You can learn that way.
Yeah.
And then I said, what about celebrations, like TD celebrations or taunting calls? He said, celebrations, he says, we're in the entertainment business. We think it's great that teams now are allowed to celebrate after a touchdown. But he said, understand, you score your touchdown, you do your little dance.
Yeah.
He said, I'm starting the 40-second clock.
Yeah.
So you better get it over with and get your point after team out there on the field Otherwise, you're going to get a delay of game. And in terms of taunting, he said, we're all about big hits. I'm a former, you know, coach myself. He said, if you're on defense, you make a big hit, great. But
walk away.
Go back to your huddle and celebrate with your guys, not with the opposition.
Yeah.
That's when you get a flag.
And no pulling Sharpies out of the sock either, no.
Don't pull your Sharpie sock. You know, don't go to the middle of the field and do a dance on the logo. Yeah, those are not encouraged.
Yeah, we were sensing yesterday's Brewer game was huge because the difference between a 5 and a 7 game lead with what's left to play this year is pretty big. And I think Craig Counsell, I sensed the disappointment in his voice in that post game yesterday. He knew that would have been a big win for the Cubs, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's almost cliche, but it really did feel like playoff baseball this week. Brewers come off winning a series against the Reds. Their 14-game losing streak or winning streak came to an end. They win big on Monday, 7-0. Then they lose 3 in a row to the Cubs. So now they get back in there, and Quinn Priester had a pretty good game. Bryce Turan gets a 2-run homer, and then Isaac Collins, who was 0-for-3. He hits a double, drives in 2 runs. So the Brewers won yesterday 4-1. And now tonight they're coming back home. They open a series tonight against the Giants at American Family Field. And on Sunday, they're going to have their tribute to Bob Uecker. They had a private celebration of life for Bob with about 600 invited guests. And so I guess Bob Casas is going to be there to emcee it. And they're reminding fans, if you want to come to this thing, and if you got a ticket, trying to get into the ballpark by noon, because you know the game starts a little after 1 o'clock. But this program is going to start about 12:15, leading up to the first pitch.
Yeah, so they're kind of tribute all weekend. They like a Euchre umbrella night tomorrow night, and it's kind of making a weekend tribute to them. It looks like too.
Yeah, and they're selling Euchre like memorabilia, and it all goes to the charities like Make a Wish Foundation is one, Cancer Research. And ALS, because he had a daughter that died of ALS. So
okay.
The funds will go to that. Yeah.
Well, kind of a quick note here that a lot of people know former Badger safety Hunter Waller. He had kind of a rough start, had a season-ending injury in that game last week with the Packers, didn't he?
Yeah, and he grew up in Wisconsin and played for the Badgers and was a really good safety, and he got drafted in the 7th round by the Colts, and Packers were playing the Colts last weekend, and he left early in the game with what they said was a foot injury, and after x-rays, it's Lisfranc, and it's season-ending. He won't be able to play this year. So, but he was having a really good camp. They say it's a pretty good chance that he's gonna make the team next year. One other quick story, and that's about going back to Brewers. A lot of comparisons now between the former manager, Craig Counsell, now in charge of the Cubs, and Pat Murphy, and their managing style. And whereas maybe Craig Counsell's a little more the analytical guy. People say, you know, is that the way Murphy is? Or and I say, no, I think he still makes gut decisions. Because last Saturday night, Brewers are in a tight ball game trying to keep that streak alive against the Reds. And then Andrew Monasterio, a backup infielder, he gets called on to pinch hit. He hits on the first pitch. It's a home run, 3 runs. They end up winning the game that night, like 6-3 in extra innings.
Crazy.
So after the game, Monasterio was asked about his hit. He goes, you know what? Murph came to me like 3 or 4 times during the game. Said, are you ready? I might call on you. Are you ready tonight? And he said, when it got to be the 7th inning, he said, you ready for a big moment?
It's awesome.
And he waited until the 11th. But, you know, this is an analytics. This is watching the game and thinking, as a manager, one thing you could do is, when do I put in a pinch hitter? And at that precise moment, he put in Monasterio, who kind of surprised them, and he hits the home run and clinches the win.
It's like Murph, he thrives on sharing those special moments with those young players, right? That was a special moment for him, that home run. So
That's all motivation, right?
Yeah.
That's pushing buttons in players' ends to be their best.
That is so cool. Watch out for those. It's Milwaukee Gold Package this weekend. Milwaukee people invading Green Bay there, so be careful, all right?
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
All right, Mike. Always appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He was reporting from Lambeau Field right there after all the pushing and shoving that went on yesterday at that Packer practice, and he'll be at Lambeau Field tomorrow. We'll have that game for you right here, 1 o'clock pregame, and 3 o'clock will be the kick right here. Your home of the Packers and you're home with the Brewers tonight. Tomorrow night's game will slip over to Trail Mix 103.1 because of the Packers. So if you're looking for Brewers tomorrow, 103.1 or 980 AM, whichever works for you. And then Sunday, Brewers back on once again, too. We have some birthdays and a cake to give away here on this cloudy Friday morning. We're hoping that sun will take over at some point. We're probably going to see some thunderstorm possibilities. They're only at about 40%, but there are chances of showers and thunderstorms later in the day today, probably around supper time or so. We'll see how that goes. But we'll get to those birthdays, anniversaries.